You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. What do we say this morning? We say WTW. Of course we do. Welcome to Wednesday and The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3. Cool FM. I'm going to be with you from now, which is just a few seconds after the hour of 7 o'clock, and I'll be here until 10 this morning. So I hope you're going to be able to stick around and, let me get your day off to a good start. The Breakfast Show. Right, let's take a look. We've got a few things, not many, we've got a few things relevant to today's date. It is November, yep, the 23rd. Oh, getting through it, aren't we? 38 days remaining till the end of the year. Labour Thanksgiving Day today is being celebrated in Japan. Repudiation Day in Frederick County, Maryland, in the United States. Rudolf Meister Day in Slovenia, and St. George's Day is being celebrated in Georgia.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
1, 2, 3.
My baby's hooked on the radio. Oh, radio. Why she's hooked on the radio.
There we go, a midweek bring in. Yes, the song for this morning, Johnny Guitar Watson there and Babies in Love with the Radio. They're the type of people we like, you know. We're 6 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. Guests coming in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, in the second hour. So I'll be telling you all about that in a little while. Plenty of great music, of course, going right through until we're going to go right through with the good music until 10 o'clock this morning. This is Mr. Rod Stewart.
With Jerry D.
We've had some fun. Yes, we've had our ups.
go, Huey Lewis and the News, and Stuck With You. And that was following on from Mr. Rod Stewart, and a great track off of an album called Another Country, and it's just simply called Please. Yes, Please is what it's called. Time on The Breakfast Show, almost exactly this time. Yep, it is time to get you in the shower on this Wednesday morning. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. If you're in the shower, well, get ready. We're going to be off in a minute. What have we got for you? Oh, we've got one of the stars on 45 tracks today. You're going to love this.
Thank you.
And there we go, yes, In the Shower with you. That was Stars on 45, as I mentioned, and they titled it The Greatest Rock and Roll Band in the World. Well, we know who they're playing. It was the Rolling Stones. There we go, out you get, on your way to where it is you're going this morning. And, you know, I wouldn't necessarily disagree with that. Definitely one of, if not the, I mean, look how long they've been going for heaven's sake. Oh, I love that song. Right, let's see. I mean, we are 21 minutes now, coming down for 21 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And I mentioned that we have a guest coming in the next hour, in the 8 o'clock hour, probably around about 8.25, 8.30. And that is His Excellency, the British Ambassador to the Republic of Panama. That's Tim Stew. He's going to be joining us later on. And we're going to be talking about football. Not a subject that I'm particularly good at, I must admit. But we're going to talk about that little event coming up because we've got, was it over the weekend? We've got England playing USA, which is going to be interesting. Because they did well with their first match, didn't they? With Iran. Was it 6-1 or 6-0? 6-1, I think. Quit while we're ahead, I think. That's the best to say. Well, we're done. We're off. Anyway, that's it. That's what we got. And the rest of the morning, you've been in music. We'll be checking in with Ingrid this morning. And also, we'll check in with Yasmin, see how her day is going to be working out. She's always very busy. Me? I just sit here, hang around with her and play music. Go, yes, saying in the 1960s, that's Carrie Anne from the Hollies. In a Circle. Well, it's the games people play.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Talk about a USA. give a damn, a damn, a damn.
Now, the games people play, that is a song. It was originally, it was written, composed and performed by the American singer-songwriter Joe South, and he released that in August back in 1968. He did, in actual fact, win the Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Song and the Grammy Award for Song of the Year, both for 1970. The version we play, though, that was going forward to 1994. Covered there by the Jamaican reggae band In a Circle, and that was on their 1994 album, which was Reggae Dancer. In the US, by the way, the song peaked at number 84 and on the Billboard Hot on the Billboard Hot 100, and number 51 on the Cash Box Top 100. In Europe, it was successful, reaching the top 10 in several countries like Netherlands, Sweden, Switzerland, and the best chart position in Finland, where it peaked at number 10. And that's it. It's time for us to take a break. And after that, we'll be back looking at some of the international headlines and some of the business news as well.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
If you couldn't go to the Middle East to yell, goal! Well, just join us this Saturday, November the 26th, and Sunday, November the 27th, from 1 in the afternoon, to live the Argentina-Mexico and Spain-Germany matches at the Score Sports Bar of the Sortis Hotel, with games, contests and music by Grado Radio. The funniest soccer party is experienced and celebrated at Grado Radio, Mass TV, Total from Mass Mobile, and the winning spirits team. Yes, black and white whiskey, Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Reserve your table now at the Instagram Sortis Score Bar or at this station.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
No bajes.
Vale Motors.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time on this morning's breakfast show is exactly 27 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And if you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. It is the 23rd of November. Some of the international news and business headlines for today. FTX, this is the Bitcoin place that went under, was run as a personal fiefdom, apparently, of former CEO Sam Bankman-Fried. Attorneys for the collapsed crypto exchange said in its first bankruptcy hearing, as they detailed ongoing challenges such as hacks and substantial missing assets. In the highest profile crypto blow-up to date, FTX filed for protection in the United States after traders pulled $6 billion from the platform in 3 days and rival exchange Binance abandoned a rescue deal. The collapse has left an estimated 1 million creditors facing losses totaling billions of dollars. Chinese cities imposed more curbs on Wednesday to rein in rising coronavirus cases, adding to investor worries about the economy as fresh unrest in the world's largest iPhone plant highlighted the social and industrial toll of China's strict COVID-19 measures. In Beijing, malls and parks were shut, and once bustling areas of the capital remained ghost towns as authorities urged people to stay home. Shanghai barred recent arrivals from restaurants and other venues, and numerous cities have imposed localized lockdowns as infections neared highs last seen in April. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has challenged the election he lost last month to leftist rival Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, arguing votes from some machines should be invalidated, in a complaint that election authorities met with initial skepticism. Bolsonaro's claim seems unlikely to get very far, as Lula's victory has been ratified by the Superior Electoral Court and acknowledged by Brazil's leading politicians and international allies. Still, it could fuel a small but committed protest movement that has so far refused to accept the result. The United Kingdom's top court ruled on Wednesday that the Scottish Government cannot hold a second referendum on independence without approval from the British Parliament, dealing a hammer blow to nationalist hopes of holding a vote next year. In 2014, the Scots rejected ending the more than 300-year-old union with England by 55% to 45%, but independence campaigners have argued that the vote 2 years later for Britain to leave the European Union, which the majority of Scottish voters opposed, has materially changed the circumstances. Seven people were killed and several wounded in a shooting in a Walmart, Chesapeake, Virginia, on Tuesday night, authorities said, just days after a gunman killed five and injured 17 at a Colorado LGBTQ nightclub. The city of Chesapeake confirmed the deaths in a tweet early on Wednesday, citing the city police. Global shares were little changed on Wednesday as investors kept their eyes peeled for the minutes of a Federal Reserve meeting that could shed light on whether the US Central Bank was considering moderating interest rate hikes. There is an expectation that the Fed is probably closer to the end of rate hiking cycle than the beginning, certainly to the extent of the rate hikes. The bulk are behind them, said Mike Hewson, chief markets analyst at CMC Markets. U.S. markets are closed on Thursday for Thanksgiving. The minutes of the Fed's November meeting are due out on Wednesday. The MSCI, or Country Stock Index, was up 0.12%, though it is still down about 18% for the year. In Europe, the stocks index of 600 companies was up 0.1%, leaving it off about 10% for 2022. US stock futures, the S&P 500 E-minis, were slightly firmer. Oil prices rose on Wednesday as data showing a larger than expected US crude drawdown last week outweighed concerns about lower demand from China. Brent crude futures rose $1.03, or 1.17%, to $89.39 a barrel. This was at 09:41 GMT today. While US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures gained 86 cents, or $1.06%, to $81.81 a barrel. US crude inventories fell by about 4.8 million barrels for the week ended November the 18th. Data from the American Petroleum Institute showed, according to market sources. And there we are. There's our quick look for this morning. Some of the international news headlines and also some of the business news there as well. Time? Well, we're just a few seconds away from 22 minutes before 8 o'clock. That was the Steve Miller Band and Rock Me. This is Wang Chung and Dance Hall Days.
Take your baby by the hand and make us do a handstand. And take your baby by the heel. The next thing that you feel, we were so in vain. In a dance hall days, we were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true, I said. All day long. Take your baby by the hand and pull her close and there, there, there. And take
baby by the ears and play upon her darkest fears. You were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool and crazed when I, you, and everyone we knew who believed, do share in what was true. I said, dance all days, love. Dance all days. Dance all days, love. Take your baby by the wrist and in her mouth an amethyst, and in her red you sapphire blue, and you need her and she needs you, 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 and you need her and she needs you. We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool and crazed when I, you, and everyone we knew to believe, do sharing what was true. Oh, I said, that's all days long. That's all days long. That's all days. That's all days long.
There we go. That brings us up to 15 minutes. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. A couple of good mornings. I've got a good morning to, of course, Mary Lou. Mary Lou is always with us first thing in the morning. She's here bright and breezy and wished us all a WTW. So a very good morning to her. Also, Renee has just come on. I'll catch up with Renee in a minute. I haven't had a chance to take a look, so I know she's there. Also, our good friend Valerie, she dropped us a little line this morning. She's back in town. She travels around a lot, as our Valerie. Very good morning to you, Valerie. Lovely to hear from you, as always. And you were looking for us to play a gospel song by Dolly Parton. And I've come across a few. I couldn't find the one you mentioned. You said the old gospel song, but I couldn't find that. But I did come across this, which I hope you'll enjoy this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Welcome back. Always lovely to hear from you.
Power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power.
And there we go. That's with Valerie this morning. So thanks again for being in touch, Valerie. Lovely to know you're back. And, well, hang around for a while. All right? And also, by the way, I have got to say a very good morning to Paul. Paul Dixon over in the UK. I'll come back to that in a couple of minutes. Firstly, let me wish a very good morning, as I say, to Renee. She says, good morning. She says, happy Wednesday. Wow, we had a huge rain windstorm around 3:30 a.m. Woke us up. Cloudy and cool all day. Had to wear sweatpants and jacket on my walk this morning. Quite a contrast from Panama morning walks. I found a business here that makes Argentinian empanadas. So I ordered some for our dinner tonight with a rice salad. Looking forward to giving them a try. Could you please play Red Red Wine by UB40? Yeah, of course I can. Enjoy your empanadas. There we go, UB40, and that's for Renee this morning. Didn't mention the doggy. How's the doggy getting on? Let's get back to Paul Dixon over there in the UK. Good morning, afternoon to you now, Paul. Hope you're having a great day, and thank you for the link. I think Paul sort of spends a lot of time in the mornings going through the obituary columns. Wilco Johnson, let me remember that name. Well, he had that sort of machine gun guitar style and manic stage presence, was a major influence on punk. He has died, and that, of course, he was a guitarist with Dr. Feelgood. And he later played, by the way, with Ian Dury before embarking on a four-decade solo career. He also starred, believe it or not, I don't know if you know this, in two series of Game of Thrones as the mute executioner, Sir Lynn Payne. 10 years ago, he survived what was initially diagnosed as a terminal case of pancreatic cancer. But what did he do? He refused chemotherapy to embark on a farewell tour. The decision was quite easy, he said. Chemotherapy could do no more than extend my life for a relatively short period. I thought, nah, I'd rather just enjoy the health that was left to me, he told BBC Radio 5 Live. And I could have inclined to agree with him as well. He was, by the way, he was 75 years of age. Right. So, well, I know one thing that probably helped him stay alive. Milk and alcohol. Go Milk and Alcohol from Dr. Feelgood. Wilco Johnson passed away, and God rest his soul, and a big thank you.
The Breakfast Show. All the best sounds around with Jerry D.
Inside.
There we go. I love the name they give themselves. Ski Whiff there. And Love Power. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Hello, les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
If you couldn't go to the Middle East to yell, goal! Well, just join us this Saturday, November the 26th, and Sunday, November the 27th, from 1 in the afternoon, to live the Argentina-Mexico and Spain-Germany matches at the Score Sports Bar of the Sortis Hotel, with games, contests and music by Grada Radio. The funniest soccer party is experienced and celebrated at Grada Radio, Mass TV, Total from Mass Mobile, and the winning spirits team. Yes, black and white whiskey, Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Reserve your table now at the Instagram Sortis Score Bar or at this station.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suidan del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call. Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
To
if I live 100 years and I'm old and gray, you can bet, yeah, I won't let a day go by. You won't hear me say,
there's never any mistaking a walrus of love. So that's Mr. Barry White, and of all the guys in the world. Mary Lewis wishing everybody a great weekend. Says hello and a great Wednesday to everybody. Very hot day today. Yes, I think it is. The sun is shining, streaming through the windows. And you asked if we could play a song for you this morning, In Your Wildest Dreams from Moody Blues. There we go, yes, the Moody Blues, Your Wildest Dreams for Mary Lou this morning. I love that band, I really do. And I mentioned a number of times, there was an album came out just with Justin Hayward and John Lodge when they were taking a sort of break from the band. They were going into one of those sort of, I can't remember the name of it, when you take a year off. They came up, they just did an album called Blue Jays, which is one of the greatest albums of all times. Do check it out. And Mary Lou, by the way, that's also appreciated by Jessica this morning. She says that song always makes you want to cry. Thanks, Mary Lou. Just kidding. I just love that song, In Your Wildest Dreams. It's a kind of sad song, though. It is indeed. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. I think we should see if we can find Ingrid, don't you?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Oh, well, I barely have any voice left, what at all. I can barely get out. Good morning. All right, we are on day number 3 here. It is Wednesday. It is Humpity Hump Day. So yesterday my father says, please, can you mow Aunt Judy's yard? And I'm like, yeah, sure, okay. We find there's 2 mowers in the shed. I'm like, okay, one has gasoline, the other one doesn't. So we're pulling and pulling and pulling. We can't get that thing started. So my dad comes over with a PDF on a USB drive and a small computer. And he goes, here. And I was like, okay, that's cool. I mean, you know, you don't carry a PDF around everywhere. But he had it on the USB. And then he brought the computer to read it. And we just realized that we were doing everything right. Just the car, it wasn't working. So he says, don't worry about it. So the guy across the street lost his roof, and the roofing guy came by to do an estimate. And I asked him, he was this tall, strapping young man. Oh, he was handsome, too. So I asked the roofing man, I said, would you mind helping us? I don't think we're strong enough to pull start this mower. So he came over, and he fiddled with it, and he took out his crescent wrench, and he took out the spark plug, and he put a little fire on it and whatnot. And he says, give it a little pull. Nah, it's just sparking. He goes, I think the gas is old. And I said, okay, well, thank you very much. Very nice guy. So I see the neighbor over there, and I see there's a sign that says, we do small repairs. So I wander over there to see if there's somebody who can help me with those small repairs. And this lady says, no, that's me. That's my neighbor next door. But what's the problem? I said, well, I can't get the lawnmower to start. She goes, well, you want to use mine? Well, I said, well, yeah, sure. She goes, well, it's not really mine. It's the guy who lives next door. So I borrowed the lady's next door, her neighbor's lawnmower, which happened to be electric. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever had the experience of mowing a yard with an electric lawnmower, especially one that's about to make hay. Well, pushing through that green grass of home, oh, man, the cook and I are now sore as can be because we had to mow the front yard and the backyard, and it was thick as you can imagine. The poet, thank God, who's the one here in the bus, she raked up the front yard because there's still some leftover stuff from Ian. So all in all, we are in pain this morning. I can barely talk. They're thankful, my friends and my family, because I won't be able to say much. All right, it's Humpity Hump Day. Tomorrow's the big day. Here in the United States, we celebrate Thanksgiving. So I'm wishing you all a good Thanksgiving. I'll give you a quick report in the morning and before I'm off to eat some turkey lurkey. All right, until then, back to you in the studio.
I tell you what, there's one I don't think I've ever played before by the Hollies, and that's Gasoline Alley Bread, going out to Ingrid, the cook, and all the family up there in Estados Unidos. Have an absolutely wonderful Thanksgiving. I mean, all that time with that, trying to get that lawnmower thing going, eh? Oh, you must have felt really forlorn.
Where should words are all that I
There we go, Swing Out Sister. Love that one. Precious Words is what it's called. And that's what we have for you here at Breakfast Show, isn't it, every morning? Precious Words. And some great music, too. I tell you what, I was just looking here, a little article that I came across. This, after much anticipation, the United States has just approved the sale of lab-grown meat. But it's one of only a handful of countries to do so. Positive news speaks to the CEO of a company pioneering this innovation and when it might appear on European shelves. I mean, I'm not going to go into the article too much, but what I was saying, funnily enough, you know, I'm always sort of rather intrigued as to, especially when you get on it, you're sort of asking, you know, how did I come here? Why did I come here? Et cetera, et cetera. And, what if, I don't know if you've seen the news lately, they have grown a brain, which can actually play a sort of like a ping pong game, on a computer. They've actually grown it. They can, grow, as we know, and they can make, things out of flesh now. Also, they've now just managed to produce synthetically blood. And I was thinking about it, and I've often said to people, you've probably heard me say it here on The Breakfast Show as well sometimes, that, you know, look around you. Everything you see is made from the planet. Whether it's wood, whether it's plastic, whether it's metal, whatever. Things that power your batteries, what makes your batteries, everything. Your phones you carry around with you, every single piece in that phone is made from something that comes from our amazing planet, Earth. And I said to the wife, I said, you know something? You know what doesn't come from the planet? Us. We're not grown from the planet. We sort of do it amongst ourselves. And also the same applies to animals. So, you know, everything else was sort of put here for us. It really makes you think. Who designed all this? Who did it? And working the stage, is it going to happen? I mean, it's not going to happen in certainly in my lifetime, but probably not in yours, or perhaps your children's lifetime. How long will it be before we can actually grow, outside of the womb, a human being? It's scary, but it's a thought. Did somebody create us and put us here? And give us all these things around us so that we could survive?
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than that.
Got to do it.
I'll tell you what, there's a different version of What's Love Got to Do with It, and that's Kygo and Tina Turner. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, about 22 minutes, coming up for 22 minutes before 9 o'clock, and happy to announce our guests here in The Breakfast Show studio, and not for the first time. It's His Excellency, the Ambassador from the United Kingdom to the Republic of Panama, Tim Stew. Good morning, Ambassador.
Morning, Jerry. Great to be here, as always.
It's great when we wake up in the morning, isn't it?
It is.
Listen, I tell you what I do want to ask you, because I believe you were in the UK, weren't you, when the Queen's funeral took place?
Yeah.
Did you attend any of the events?
Yeah, absolutely. And not the funeral itself, but I was in London. I visited the parks where all the flowers were laid.
Oh, yeah.
It was extraordinary, actually. I mean, the feeling in the country at that time was... was quite incredible. It was, you know, thousands and thousands of people gathered in London, and in a very peaceful way. You could hear a pin drop everywhere. Mm-hmm. It was incredible. Very respectful. Sad to a degree, but actually just lots of people coming together to remember Her Majesty and just be there and be part of that.
It was incredibly sudden, wasn't it? I mean, it was because you had the family gathering, and this,
right,
of course, just after she had appointed the Prime Minister to form,
yes,
to,
yes,
form a government. That was her,
yes,
last.
Yes.
Her last.
Well, she did what she said she would do, which,
yeah,
was to.
But that's typical of her.
Dedicate her,
you
life
know,
to service of,
yeah,
the UK.
That's typical
she did
of
that,
her. You know.
Yeah, to the last days.
So, I mean, I tell you what, I mean, I have to admit it, I mean, I was following it, and then they came up with the announcement, I cried like a baby. I haven't known anything else, and I mean, you know, I'm knocking on a bit. And she's always been there, she was part of the family.
That's right.
You know, and very, very sad, but what a way to go.
Yes, I know, extraordinary, as I said, working right to the end, and what an extraordinary life, and... life of service that was.
Mm, incredible.
Just incredible.
Incredible. So, and what else have you been up to? We're always very nosy here on this program.
Well, of course, what we're looking forward to at the moment is the football, and very pleased to see him get off to a decent start.
I think we should quit while we're ahead.
great to see Wales holding their own.
Yeah,
of course, yeah. You know, football's coming home this year. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
we stay confident, but of course, we're looking forward on Friday to the big match with the US.
That's going to be a little bit tougher, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, we played the US a couple of times before in the World Cup. I think in 1950 they beat us. 2010 it was a draw. This year, obviously, it's going to be a different result altogether.
So it is. In our favour, of
In
course.
Our favour,
of course.
Yeah. Yeah, it may not be 6-2, but it's going to be...
How do you feel about the team this year? Good team?
Well, so, you know, delighted to see two British teams in the competition,
oh, yeah,
of course. England, you know, I was a little bit concerned about before we got to the big games, but, you know, how they played... against Iran earlier this week. Thought terrific, fantastic, and very exciting stuff. And Wales, you know, we keep our fingers crossed for them too, obviously. They're a strong team too. They would have qualified otherwise. That's really what we want to see. I mean, it would be difficult for me as British ambassador, but what I want to see is an England-Wales final, of course.
And who would you root for?
both. I have to. Of course.
Cheer
just
every,
Scotland
cheer
down
every
there
goal.
Well.
Cheer every goal. I tell you, here's a question I've always thought, because, you know, when we go to play the World Cup, we have to produce the best of the British players that we have. And, of course, you know, if you look at the if you look at our teams, especially our major teams, there aren't that many Brits actually in there. So does it make that really difficult for us to come up with a number one team?
Yeah, I think it's really fantastic, isn't it, actually, when you look at... all the teams that are playing in the World Cup at the moment, and they start to list where the players are playing, and they're all playing in the Premier League.
Somewhere else, yeah.
Okay. So whatever, you know, whether it's for Brazil or Argentina or whoever, so it's pretty extraordinary the how the UK attracts into that Premier League.
Because they got a lot of money.
Yeah. And I guess there's a bit of that, but it's you know, it's an extraordinary thing we have in the UK. We celebrate it, and then we seem to be able to pull together a number of national teams.
I believe we should go back to the old days. If you want to play for Liverpool, you've got to live in Liverpool, be born in Liverpool. That's what I reckon.
Anyway, look, Jerry, we're looking forward to celebrating
a win
at the embassy, a win on Friday. We're down at the Londoner. On Cayo Uruguay, 2 o'clock. If any Brits out there listening who want to join us, they'd be very welcome, of course.
Absolutely.
We'll be there to celebrate our dramatic victory over our US friends.
And apart from, because we've done fairly well, we did fairly well with cricket as well, didn't we?
That's been a good year so far. And don't forget the Lionesses.
Absolutely.
Brought it home for us there. You know, it just the gents have got to step up and do the same. So lots of lots of football fever at the moment, and it's been a pretty exciting week, hasn't it?
Some interesting, it has, absolutely. Argentina.
Fourth. Goodness.
Hey.
Yes, never seen that before. quite incredible. So but you know, there are always some shock results on it.
Yeah. Well, we've still got a long way. Still got a long way to go. And, you know, how much travelling are you doing these days? You sort of getting around a lot? Or?
Trying to get out and about in Panama as much as I can and get across the country. I'm delighted we've got a minister coming from the UK tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So David Rutley, who is the new minister for Americas and the Caribbean, is coming to visit us tomorrow. It's his first visit to the region. As minister. He was appointed at the end of October in the reshuffle, first visit to the region. He's coming to Colombia and then on to Panama tomorrow. So really delighted to have him here. It shows the
interest,
priority, and the interest we have in this country. And he was super keen to come to Panama first. So we've got a busy day ahead tomorrow.
Good.
So we'll be running around town with him, but yeah, more broadly, I've been trying to get out and about a bit, and see a bit more of the country, because it is pretty fascinating. We did a hike on at the weekend with some of the embassy team, which was fantastic. It just shows again the extraordinary countryside there is.
Oh yeah, where did you hike?
We went up to. I'm going to have to be reminded. It was.
You have to speak louder on the radio. go on.
Remind me.
We went to Cerro Picacho.
Cerro Picacho, that was the one.
Cerro Sapo as well.
Yeah.
And Laguna San Carlos were the places we visited. Really, really beautiful places, and I think for you, Ambassador, it's just a start. You need to see so many more places our Panama has to offer.
You've got a lot of hiking to do.
Yeah, but it is fantastic. It's good. You know, it's good for you. It's good to get out in the fresh air, isn't it? Get out of the office.
Oh, absolutely. Have you ever got up to Volcan, that area?
Not yet.
That's quite something. I love that area. Absolutely. No, the countryside here is amazing, because we've got so many. We've even got so many sort of like microclimates.
Exactly.
You know, like for instance, one of the reasons that was at Decameron, the resort there, is in this little microclimate that doesn't get so much rain.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's good to get out of the heat of the city too.
And then
also regionally, I hope to be doing a bit more regional travel before too long. But I mean, just earlier this month, I gathered together our fellow ambassadors, British ambassadors from across the region, Central America, three of them. So the four of us came together earlier this month to think through how we manage some work regionally and what more we might do together regionally. So that was a really good opportunity to just for them to introduce Panama to them, but also to, as I say, think more regionally about some of our work. And so, of course, I hope to do a return trip to Guatemala, to Costa Rica, to Salvador over the next.
Do you have to spend a lot of time when you visit these other countries under your... You have to be there for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, I'd hope to go for a few days.
Mm.
Again, I think it's really important when we look at this region that we do think regionally about it.
Mm. Absolutely.
Panama does. Mm-hmm. We need to be doing the same. And, there are, of course, lots of differences between these neighbouring countries, but there are lots of issues which they share. So it's helpful if we think about those together as well as them thinking.
All right. Well, we're talking with His Excellency, the Ambassador of the United Kingdom to the Republic of Panama, and we'll be back in a minute. There we go. That was the 5A side and football crazy. That doesn't apply to us at all, does it, Ambassador? No.
Very exciting this week.
I tell you what, I must admit, I mean, I the World Cup, obviously, I follow, but I'm not a big sort of football
player. Yeah.
If somebody says to me, what team do you support? It's always the one from when I was a kid, when I was
right.
Brighton Hove Albion.
Right.
And I tell you what, our guest over there, he didn't introduce himself. Tell the world who you are.
Well, Jerry, thank you. I'm Daniel, of course. People were thinking, who is this guy? What is this boy? No, I'm Daniel. I work at the embassy, part of the political and communications team. And, well, obviously, looking to support Ambassador in everything we can do. And I think one of my missions is to take you over the country, Ambassador.
Yeah.
Get you as much as events as possible, as much as places. So... it's going to be a nice discussion of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, a lot of hiking. And
Well, I think that's a bit tiring option.
No, I think so. Yeah, I'd use an Uber. But anyway, Daniel, you're always welcome. So you know where we are. So I was sort of saying I'm not a victim of football, but I am a big supporter of Sir Lewis Hamilton.
Oh, yes.
And I'm still angry.
Tell me more.
Well... last year, because my listeners know this story, but not this year, but the previous year, he was going for his 8th World Championship.
Yeah.
And the last couple of laps, about the last 5 laps, Laffiti, one of the other teams, he crashed. They called out the safety car, and then what happens is that you can whip into the pits quickly and you can change tyres or whatever, right. But Sir Lewis stayed out. But Verstappen went in and changed his tyres onto soft. Now, the rules would state that before you can restart the race, the cars that have sort of gone in, they have to be lapped, they go around again, then you must do one lap before you can restart, which would have meant that the race would have finished as per the rules, under the safety car. And Lewis Hamilton, because he led that race from the beginning. No, they screwed around, they changed the rules. They only let a couple of cars pass, then they did another lap. Lewis didn't stand a chance because he was on old tyres. Verstappen got past him, got the championship.
Yeah, well...
Don't you just love...
Tough game, isn't it?
No, Suze, that is it. I mean, not just on the track, but when you look at all the politics behind it. Yeah. And there's a series on Netflix, if you want it. It's called Drive to Survive, which is actually going through the different seasons. And when you see all the politics and all the behind-the-scenes things, it's really, really interesting.
Oh, and it's big money too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, of course, they changed all the rules this year. And Mercedes, unfortunately, that Hamilton drives for, didn't have a car. They've improved dramatically over the last few races, but we'll now have to wait for the next season. But you see, it's another thing is where it now is, because it's a natural fact, the Formula One is now owned by Liberty Media, who are the owners of cable and wireless here in Panama.
Right.
And you very rarely get to watch it here because they don't show it.
Right.
And when you try and register for Formula One TV, sorry, it's not available in your country.
Amazing.
Anyway, oh, that's another story.
That's another campaign.
Yes. But, no, I mean, I must admit, I do enjoy following some of the motorsports, things like that. But, it is football. It is on Friday. That's this Friday, 25th of November, 1 o'clock. Kickoff is 2, so get there early, have a few bevvies. So it's 1 o'clock on Friday at the Londoner, which is on Cai, Uruguay. And so it's interesting, so I have got a clue what the parking's like there at the moment, because it's almost, Daniel is the guy who knows.
There's an open parking lot.
There is?
There are lots of spaces, so if you get there early, there shouldn't be any kind of problem to get your car parked there.
Oh, okay. There you are, that's it, so I'll get there at 11.
Ready prepared. To celebrate.
I think you will be before the owner, if you go at 11.
Anyway, Ambassador, as always, thank you so very much for coming in. You know you're always welcome whenever you've got anything in. And when you've got any ministers popping in that we could talk to, we'd also
absolutely
like to do that as well.
Super, Jerry, thank you so much, as always.
Keep up the good work. Daniel, nice for you to come in as well.
Thank you very much
again,
for having me.
You know where we are. You can always come in and talk on behalf of the embassy, if they'll let you.
Super. Thanks so much.
Thank you both very, very much indeed. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 5 minutes from the top of the hour. And Little Things is next.
Little things that you do make me glad. I'm in love with you. Little things that you say make me glad. That I feel this way, the way you smile, the way you hold my hand, and when I'm down, you always understand. You know I love those little things in my ear that you say when there's no one here. Little things that you do, let me know that your love is true. When we walk, you like to hold my hand, and when we talk, you tell me I'm your man. You know I love those little things that I hear, the little things you whisper in my ear. I know there ain't nobody else like you. No one can do the little things you do. Make me glad that I feel this way. When we walk, you like to hold my hand, and when we talk, you tell me I'm your man. You know I love those little things that I hear, the little things you whisper in my ear. I know there ain't nobody else like you. No one can do the little things you do.
Going back in time with a couple of old UK hits. We started off Dave Barry and Little Things. This last one, though, Hole in My Shoe, 1967. And that's from the band Traffic. All right, it is the top of the hour. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
If you couldn't go to the Middle East to yell goal, well, just join us this Saturday, November the 26th, and Sunday, November the 27th, from 1 in the afternoon to live the Argentina-Mexico and Spain-Germany matches at the Score Sports Bar of the Sortis Hotel, with games, contests and music by Grado Radio. The funniest soccer party is experienced and celebrated at Grado Radio, Mass TV, Total from Mass Mobile, and the winning spirits team. Yes, black and white whiskey, Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Reserve your table now at the Instagram Sortis Score Bar or at this station.
Pepino.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
On the ladder of my life.
Listening to Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Blinded us before this real love can never be enough now.
Never be enough.
Oh no. So now we've got our independence. Ooh, what are we gonna do with it? Building the houses, claiming back the land, burning the bridges, cleaning up your hands. 'Cause now love, there's no resemblance, ooh, to what we had before. Now our love has something for the future. Now our love will throw the seeds to sow this real revolution, this good revolution, baby, where you're not below me and
never love
will never be enough.
Never be enough.
Just ain't good enough, yeah.
Never, never love
will never be enough.
Never be enough.
Oh, no, no, no. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Something for the future. Now our love will grow the seeds to sow this real revolution, this good revolution, baby, where you're not the lonely anymore.
Lovely, Simply Red and Never Never Love. And before that, it was Miley Cyrus and Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. And that was off of an album called Revamp, the songs of Elton John. Great album, some very good versions there of, or covers of Elton John songs, including that one of Miley Cyrus. I do like it. But there's one thing about that song, I always remember it by George Michael. And when he was in concert, it must have been an amazing concert, and so it gets to the middle and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, Elton John." And on he comes on stage. The crowd just went absolutely, absolutely mad. We're going to take one more piece of music, and then we're going to check in and see what Yasmin's got planned for today. We live vicariously now, because I don't go out. Yasmin goes out and tells me all about it. What a day for a daydream.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face from somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. And you can be sure that if you're feeling right, a day
maybe daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
The Loving Spoonful, and what a day for a daydream. Yeah, it's just called Daydream. Time on the Breakfast Show. We'll make our way to 25 minutes, just a few seconds away, and that's after the hour of 9 o'clock. And tell you what, let's go and say good morning to Yasmin. I know exactly what she's going to say. Good
Hiya,
morning.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Wednesday. There we go. Yes, I told you so.
I was like, what day is today?
Yeah. story of my life. Yeah. Where am I? Oh, what am I doing here? Oh, I know. Yeah. So, how was yesterday?
Yesterday, Tuesday. Yes, I was at home because, you know, I live near Rommel Fernandez.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, we couldn't go anywhere because of the concert of Bad Bunny.
Oh, so right.
All the roads were closed and, with big traffic. So, we stay at home.
All that for a bunny rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Reminds you, what's his name? Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny, yes.
Yeah, because there's a story in I think it was Multi Plaza the other day. There's a line of clothing called Psycho Bunny.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, rabbits are everywhere, you know.
Why is that?
Because they breed a lot.
But bunnies used to be cute and nice and sweet. Now they're bad and
it's
psycho.
Like, it's like clowns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I never liked clowns. Clowns scare me.
Oh, I love clowns.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
No, some of love good bunnies, no bad bunnies.
Yeah, we'll start a rap out. Good bunny.
Yes, exactly.
No swearing. Just nice words.
Mm-hmm.
Who's it? There's another artist. He's got a with them doing a concert as well, isn't it? Something Daddy or something.
Daddy Yankee.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
That was a few days ago, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell I'm not really into bad bunnies and Yankees. So what do you got for today? Busy day today, or?
Well, yesterday, in a few minutes, I have a press conference.
Mm-hmm.
It's about tourism.
Oh, okay.
Panama vive por más.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the tourism here in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
At Hotel Panama, so we'll see what it is, and I'll tell you more tomorrow.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right, good. And then you're going to get your plate later, or your sticker.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's always...
Finally,
yeah.
After 1 year, I guess.
Yeah, I was just as bad. Mine was May, and I only picked it up about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And just for the sticker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
So ridiculous, but anyway.
I mean, now, because they do all this, don't they? The police have got these machines, and they can see your if you've got any offences, if your car's insured... Everything mm-hmm. like that. They do it on their little screens now, don't
mm-hmm,
they?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they just have on their screen that the fact that you have paid and registered mm-hmm. your car?
Exactly.
You see?
But no, we have to waste time and gas to go there just mm-hmm. for a sticker.
Mm-hmm. I went now. We'll be loud of you.
Huh.
If you're good, I'll give you a little certificate that says I'm 70.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, yeah. No, I went and got mine a few weeks. It wasn't too bad, but I don't know why. It's a little sticker,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so late, you know?
Exactly.
It's not long before I go and have to queue for my next one,
mm-hmm.
you know? Why is it? I don't understand it. Why can't they do these things efficiently or have them all on the computer and you just print them out and...
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, I think they sort of do that because they seem to go to the sort of... Once you went, they got your documentation... And they do something, then they go to the back and then they give you a sticker. I don't know, perhaps they do it there and then. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anymore. Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah, me neither.
No. So that's your day then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Just that and work.
Work. I know the feeling. Yes. I have to rummage through my music collection and get some for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's a hard job, you know. Anyway, Les, have a good day.
Thank you. Too,
take care. Take fun. Keep safe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, you too.
Success! S-U-C-C-E-S-S. We wish you that, Yasmin. Holly Johnson.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Another floor filler from your tortured singer. You've been singing other songs, but I'll forgive you. They shoot horses, don't they, though? But I'm just not gonna quit. Dressed in McQueen and a Bee Gees dream, still right in the thick of it.
Shaking my head.
Right.
Robbie Williams with the Disco Symphony off of XXB. Yes, 25. That's the album celebrating 25 years as a solo artist. We're 24 minutes right now before the hour of 10 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. That's exactly, by the way. Don't do that very often, do we? And it is the 23rd of November. It is Wednesday. The day that back in 1835, Henry Burden, he patented the horseshoe manufacturing machine. All right. 1910, Johann Alfred Ander, he becomes the last person in Sweden to be executed. 1936, the first edition of the magazine Life was published, and on this day in 1948, Dr. Frank G. Back, he patented the Zuma lens. I think I'm going to have to look up and see what that is, don't you? Because I haven't really got a clue. While I do that, you can listen to The Cure. This is Love Song. There we go. That is The Cure and Love Song. Well, I did what I promised I'd do, and I looked up Zuma lens. And I tell you what, I always remember there was a TV program once that I think they also did it on radio. It didn't have to be on TV. And it was somebody would come up with something, say, like the Zuma lens, or they would come up with an expression. And what you had to do is they had contestants, and what they had to do was only one person would give the true answer. The other two people had to give a false answer. They used to have to make up a story about you know, why something was called what it was or what something did. And I was just thinking that you could sort of come up and say, well, it was a natural fact back in the year 1948, that the Zoomar lens was patented, and this was basically a special lens, special zoom lens, which was made for safaris, so that when you went on safari, it had a special focal length, which was very good if you wanted long distance for picking up animals and things, which hadn't been, that kind of focal length hadn't been invented before. Which, of course, is a lie. The Zoomar lens, in actual fact, it was the first commercially successful zoom lens. It was created, as I mentioned, by Frank G. Pack as an outgrowth of his research on viewfinders and variable focal length projectors for the United States military. A prototype version was used by WCBS-TV on the 21st of July 1947 to cover the Brooklyn Dodgers-Cincinnati Reds game. The first commercial version was used by Paramount Newsreel photographers, and that was to cover the 1947 World Series. And in 1949, Wave TV became the first television station in the United States to present a live telecast of the Kentucky Derby. The telecast was, in actual fact, the first use of a Zoomar lens in a television sports broadcast. There you are. Aren't you so glad that I looked that up? Something is the name of this.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Classic from the Beatles, of course, Something. And if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 14 and a half minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Now, talking of the Beatles, that was the Beatles, all of them together, but there was another group that had a Beatle in it, and it was a super group. They were called the Travelling Wilburys, and George Harrison was in the band, and here they are. Heading for the Light is the name of the track. Yes, that's it, the Travelling Wilburys and Heading for the Lights. Still a bit to go yet. George Harrison. Jeff Lynne. Bob Dylan. Roy Orbison and Tom Petty making up the Travelling Wilburys. What an absolutely brilliant group. Right, we're 11 before the hour of 10. And what have we got for you next? We have got this. It's from 5 Seconds of Summer. It's called Babylon.
I thought we had a place, just a place, a home base, my headspace. With you and I always, but that face has been faced in our place. I see it on your face, a small trace, the flex place within a race. But if we're way too fitted to drive, you can stay one more night. We said we fall in love. Watch it all fall down, Babylon. Babylon. I'm tired of the few, your short fuse, my half-truths are not amused. I wish we had a cruise to start new, a white moon, no residue. The color of a mood is so rude, a cold June, we're not immune. But if we're way too faded to fight, you can stay one more night. We said we'd fall in love. Higher than we knew we could go. But still the highest spot is knowing.
what you love fall down. To go higher.
There we go. What a good way to end a program. That was the Champs and Tequila. For that, 3 seconds of Summer and Babylon. And that's it. That's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. And if you've been with us, well, thank you so very much. Nice to know that you are out there. By the way, if you fancy advertising or sponsoring the program, it's certainly very simple. You can WhatsApp us on 677-188-22. 677-188-22. You can WhatsApp us on that number. Or you can always give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. 223-5162. Thanks go out this morning to His Excellency, the British Ambassador, the UK Ambassador to the Republic of Panama, Tim Stew, for being with us this morning. Don't forget, we got that football event on that, let me see, that's... Oh, I've got it right here, just to remind myself. Yes, on Friday, 1 o'clock. Kick-off is at 2 o'clock. You can go at 1 o'clock. It's at the Londoner on Cai, Uruguay. And it is the United Kingdom, or England. It's not the United Kingdom, it's England, isn't it? Versus the United States. So do go along. We'll remind you about that over the next couple of days anyway. Alright, so a big thanks to the ambassador, big thanks to Yasmin, of course, here in the Breakfast Show studio, and to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter. She's up there at Stardust Unidos, getting ready to celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow. Hope we're going to have an absolutely wonderful time. And also to Neil, our co-producer, for getting some of the background information we use here on the Breakfast Show. Most importantly, though, to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on Cool FM 89.3, The Breakfast Show. I'll be back with you at the same time tomorrow. But in between now and then, don't forget, stay tuned. In a few minutes' time, you're going to be listening to Two Chat SOS with Gigi. So do hang around. Great programming right through the day here on Cool FM. Please just remember that whatever it is you're going to be doing, until we meet again tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, please, please, please do it carefully. Because what do I say? I want to be talking to you tomorrow at 7 o'clock, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.